Oh, well, let's do Val real quick. Val's on the line at 308-8867. Hey there, Val. How you doing today?
I'm doing okay. I've got a water garden.
Uh-oh. All right. Shall we?
But it's not a source of relaxation.
Yeah, what is it?
It's a source of frustration.
Oh. Tell us why.
It's the ugliest water garden in Texas.
Yeah.
But it's got probably the strongest fish.
Yeah. There's a punchline coming up here someplace,
yeah,
isn't there?
I think so.
I bought this house about 3 years ago, and it was already out there. And I didn't even know there were fish in there for a year. And then I found out there was fish in there, so I fed them once. And now I try to feed them a little cat food every 3 months.
Cat food?
Cat food.
The
catfish food.
Just cat food.
Oh, cat food,
it's cheaper than fish food.
Dang.
And these fish are probably 12 to 14 inches long. I think they probably used to be colorful because they got a lot of long fins and stuff.
Uh-huh.
But they don't have much color now.
Because they're in mucky water, huh?
I think that's probably it. And I don't know what they eat. I have a lot of frogs out there at night. Maybe they eat tadpoles.
Oh, gosh, yeah. I mean, my wife Judy has a pond, and the toads are constantly laying eggs in there, and the goldfish seem to enjoy those tadpoles.
Has it got waterfalls in it, or is it just a...
Well, after about a year, when I found out there was fish in there, I got a pump, and so I get a little water movement going, you know?
There you go.
And then I bought some those lilies.
Yeah.
To try to make it look pretty.
Uh-huh.
But that didn't work. They died out.
Uh-huh. How much sun did
they get?
This is depressing.
How much sun did they get?
A full sun.
Full sun.
Mm-hmm.
You got any plants in the water?
Yeah, there's a lot of plants. I think they might be iris, and I might have seen them bloom once or twice.
Iris. Okay. Yeah.
So it's important that we know where you get your information, too, so that nobody else goes.
I know where he gets his information. He doesn't get any information. If he had stumbled and fell in that thing, he never would have known.
Yeah,
I'm
afraid to ask because if you ever put any body parts in there, those mean old fish.
Not all my kids do, though.
Do they?
I wouldn't stick my hand in there.
Are you married or divorced?
I'm married.
You're married, okay. Your wife's not interested in that, huh?
I think she's afraid of it.
Why, because of snakes and frogs and stuff?
Exactly.
Well, are you native San Antonio or are you from Louisiana?
I'm originally from Alabama.
There you go. All right, now we're getting it. And she's from Alabama too, right?
She's from Alabama too.
There you go, Milton.
All right, now
she thinks there's water moccasins out there.
Well, there
may be.
There are garter snakes. If you got toads that are catching tadpoles, you'll have lots of little.
When you're from swamps and Louisiana, you think that alligators out there and everything else.
It's an ecosystem.
How far is it from your house?
Oh, it's probably about 14 feet from the porch and 6 feet from the pool.
Oh, okay, so it's close.
Why is it frustrating?
You know, I tell you what.
Get the water clean.
Oh, okay.
Have you ever gone?
I thought about a filter, too, but that didn't work.
Have you solicited any information?
You need some help, son.
Can we get you here next Saturday? I'm not one of the docs, but my prescription would be to come talk to the Pine Crew people about what you can do.
You and your wife come. Y'all in town here?
Yeah, we're in shirts.
Okay.
No, you're not very far.
Why don't you and your wife come to this thing, man?
You know what? I'd tear it up and just get rid of it, but I got to get the fish first.
Do you know how much it costs?
No, but it's made out of stone, and it's about 8 feet across. It's circular and about 3 feet, 4 feet deep.
You're looking at a $1,200-$1,500 item there, a minimum of cost.
And it costs that much to tear it down and have somebody haul it away.
I know it.
Just get a load.
You need to come find out. I guarantee you there's not that much to it once you find out how to do it. Is your wife at all interested in it?
No, she's scared of it.
What about your kids? Well,
you know what Jerry's looking for now? He's given up on you, the fact that you can do anything.
Yeah, I know.
So he wants your wife. He figures your wife or your kids maybe could rehabilitate.
I grew up with people like that, you know.
my kids like it.
You need it for your kids, for your children, you need to bring them out here.
Yeah.
Your oldest one. How old is your oldest one?
Oldest one's 19.
Okay. He's got a brain problem. And was he born in Texas or something?
It's a she.
Is she born in Texas?
No, she's a Yankee. She was born in Illinois.
Well, oh.
Okay, that's better than Alabama. All right, go ahead.
Start another war.
go ahead and bring her over. And
yeah, my little one, she's an Aggie. She's not in town, but my little one's 10.
Yeah, well, she'll do it.
Oh, yeah, she'll do it.
I
bet you some of the people from the Water Garden Club. Maybe even Jack. I'm volunteering Jack Hoover. But if you come next week, wait, is it next weekend?
Yeah, next Saturday at 9.
I bet you we can hook you up to somebody that can give you some advice and
on reclaiming this.
And reclaiming this, and maybe even Dwayne Eaton will go out there. You know, before he found a real job, he was going to do this.
Yeah, kind of consulting.
And I think you've got a resource there. You don't realize how much money you're looking at there.
And just for insurance, bring your 10-year-old daughter along.
Yeah. I don't want you coming without your 10-year-old daughter.
I can talk to Malcolm Beck, but I think he'd say
Yeah, Malcolm would just say, put some compost in it. That'll say.
He'd have tilapia. Is that the fish?
Tilapia.
Yeah. But no, you need to check on that. I mean, that's a very valuable resource. And if you get it cleared up and looking nice, even and guarantee your wife there's no snakes out there. You know, if it's that close to, do y'all use a swimming pool?
Oh yeah.
Well, see, it's that close enough to the swimming pool.
Yeah.
You need to do this. I'm serious.
A year from now, you will talk about this as the treasure that you now have rather than this trash in your yard.
And we want before and after pictures.
That's right.
All right, Val?
I'll do that.
And then you'll think of how wonderful it was that your 10-year-old daughter.
If Jack could go out there, Jack Hoover, if he'll sign up for this, I'll go out there with him and take pictures. Or if Dwayne will go, we'll take pictures before and after.
So you need to
Val, you're probably going to be sorry you got into this.
Yeah.
So I'm already sorry I got into
it. All right, you give it.
We'll see you next Saturday.
Get his name and telephone number there.
All right, so Val will put you on hold, all right?
He may not be drunk enough to come out here next week.
Now, Val, did you want tickets to the Home and Garden Show?
When is it?
Next Saturday. It's the 8th through the 10th.
All right, I'll be working.
Okay. All right, well, come on out.
Well, you know, Saturday you got to be here, so you can't.
Yeah, Saturday you're going to be here. So. All right, well, we're going to put you on hold, and Jason will get that information. We're going to take a quick break, and
he may not get this drunk enough to call in.
I know. That may be a problem. So we got to get the phone number and stuff. So Jason,
thanks,
get all
Val.
His info. Thanks, Val. You take care.
Good sport.
We'll take a quick break and come back with more of Milberger's Gardening South Texas in just a moment.